Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
In a secret cave in the Black Forest of Germany, where several former Nazi leaders were hiding, a brilliant but unscrupulous Nazi scientist named Der Teufel injected a solution of pure kryptonite into the veins of a young German named Milch. Kryptonite, which is Superman's mortal enemy, is the most radioactive element in the world, Teufel said, and he promised that when young Milch awoke, he would be an atomic monster, generating such tremendous power and energy within his body that Superman and perhaps the entire world must acknowledge him as their master or be destroyed. For hours, the youth lay in a coma. Finally, unable to detect a heartbeat, General Bromberg, leader of the Nazis, ignored Teufel's frantic protests and ordered a grave to be dug. But as we continue now in the musty, dimly lit cave, Teufel suddenly cries out.
Wait, General. Look.
Look at what?
Young Milch. See, his chest moves. He's breathing.
Donnerwetter, it cannot be.
It is. See for yourself. He breathes, I tell you. And look, the color comes back to his cheeks.
Yeah, it is true, Teufel. But how can this be? His heart had stopped.
It had not really stopped. But without a stethoscope, it could not be heard. See, all of you, my atom man lives. Young Milch lives. And now it is the end of Superman and of all who dare to defy the Teufel and the Master German race.
Ha, ha, ha. He speaks. Come closer.
Be quiet, everyone.
General Bromberg. Teufel, what is this?
His voice is so deep now.
How do you feel, Milch?
I feel strange. So light, as if I had no body. But I feel strong. Never have I felt so strong before.
Good. Can you stand?
Stand? Of course. Why not?
Let me see you.
All right. There, you see?
You do not feel dizzy?
No, I feel fine. So strong, as if I could carry all of you on my shoulders.
Good.
But why do you ask, Toy? Why do all of you look at me so strangely? What has happened?
Do you not remember the kryptonite?
The kryptonite? Ah, yes, the strange green glowing metal which my father dissolved and which you injected into my blood.
Yeah, you remember the rest?
Yes, you said it would make me an atom man. You said I would only have to hold out my hands and such a stream of atomic power would flow from my body that... No, it can't be.
It can be and it will be. You have now such power that no army, however vast, can stand before you. Not even Superman can resist you.
I have such power, Teufel.
You have, my son.
I can't believe it.
I do not believe it, Teufel.
I will prove it to you. First, the gloves.
Gloves?
Yeah. Here they are. Put them on.
What strange gloves.
They seem to be made of some meshed metal.
They are made of platinum and thorium. You must remember always to put them on before you touch the converter. Through their fingers will emerge the atomic power in your body.
They fit well. You spoke of a converter?
Yeah. It is that small square metal box attached to your throat. It, too, is made of thorium and contains a tiny electronic tube. When you turn the little switch, an impulse flashes to the kryptonite atoms in your blood. No! Do not touch the switch or you will explode all of us into nothing.
You
Himmel.
Can't be serious, Toy.
You will see for yourself. Come.
Where?
Outside the cave. You two, General Bromberg, and all you others, come with us.
Go quietly. There are allied soldiers all about in the forest.
It's still dark, General. Follow me now. You will go to the top of the small hill just ahead.
But why do we go there, Teufel?
In a moment, you shall see. As soon as we reach the top of this hill.
Be careful. The allied soldiers may have heard the shots before and be searching for us.
You can stop fearing the allied soldiers, General. Soon all of them will be the slaves of my atom man.
An atom man? You speak like a fool, Teufel. It is impossible. Fantastic.
So they said of the first automobile and the airplane and the telephone. And so they said of the first atomic bomb.
But an atom man?
I said you shall see. Here. This is far enough. All of you stand behind us.
Now what?
Now comes the demonstration of how the master German race is guided by me, shall rise again to destroy all our enemies and rule the world. Yeah. Now, young men, you will listen to me and do exactly as I say. You are ready?
I am ready, Teufel.
Your gloves are on firmly?
Yes.
Let me see if the converter fits exactly over your jugular vein. Yeah. You have felt where the little switch is.
I know.
Do not touch it yet. You are facing us. Turn toward the cave below.
All right. What do I do now?
Now, turn the switch on the converter.
All right. There.
What happens?
That sound. My voice. What an unusual voice.
You are now an atom man. Your voice is the voice of atomic energy. The kryptonite atoms rush through your blood to your fingertips, where they will emerge in an unbroken chain of unlimited power.
What is that?
Point your hands at the cave, quickly.
Ja, Teufel.
As the slim, blonde young German raises his mesh-gloved hands, a brilliant white light which seems to illumine the entire forest flashes above him. And then there is a tremendous explosion. What has happened? We'll return in a moment to find out. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, one of the swell things about collecting these new comic buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep is that you're already acquainted with the characters. Sure, you've been following their adventures in the funny papers for ages. So when you get a button with a picture of Winnie Winkle on it, well, it's kind of like meeting up with an old friend, or Superman, or Harold Teen, or any of the 18 different buttons in the series. And is it swell fun to get a new button for your collection whenever Mom opens a package of Pep, or to swap duplicates with your friends? And the best part is, you don't have to send in a single penny to get these keen-looking buttons, not even a box top. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. They're exclusive prizes for you in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, you'll find one of these sharp new comic buttons, or military insignia, or a warplane button. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
On a small hill in the Black Forest, a young German named Milch, into whose veins Der Teufel has injected the kryptonite solution, turned the switch on the small converter at his throat, raised his mesh-gloved hands, and pointed them toward a cave 100 yards below. There was a blinding white flash, which seemed to light the entire forest like day, and then a violent explosion. As we continue now, Der Teufel laughs softly and gloatingly as the young atom man, General Bromberg, and 9 other Nazis gape wordlessly at a great canyon-like hole in the forest floor in which giant trees are uprooted and tons of earth and rock flung wildly into the air have fallen to form new grotesque mounds in the darkness. Then Teufel reaches from behind the atom man to turn off the converter at the youth's throat.
Oh, well, gentlemen, what do you say now?
I cannot believe it, Teufel. Look, the cave is no longer there.
It is as if a giant bomb dropped or an earthquake. Did I really do that, Teufel?
Of course you did, my boy. Did I not say that you now have unlimited atomic power within your body?
It makes my head whirl. Well, I'll destroy all the Allied army camps. Come on.
Control yourself. It is I who give you your power, and I who can take it away. Do you understand that?
Yes, of course. I understand, Teufel.
It is I who will command, and you who will obey.
What are you getting at, Teufel?
It is necessary that this boy and I understand each other. Now hear me, Milch. You will leave here at once and proceed to America.
America?
Yeah. You will go to America and take care first of Superman.
I'll enjoy that. He ruined many of our greatest plans. But how will I find him?
In Metropolis, there's a large newspaper called the Daily Planet.
I know the paper. When I studied journalism in an American college, we often referred to the Daily Planet.
Good. You may be able to secure a position on the Daily Planet. Tell them you will do anything. Sweep floors, anything. But secure a position on the paper.
Why?
Because the Daily Planet alone has contact with Superman. You will discover what that contact is.
I see. All right. When I have finished with Superman, what then?
You will then go to a certain address which is sewn within your right glove. You feel a label in the glove?
Yes.
You will find me there. If not me, then another whom you will recognize. I or he will give you further orders.
Make haste, Teufel. I see flashlights in the woods. The soldiers must be coming.
Yeah. Go then, Milch. Oh, yes. In America, you must not have such a German-sounding name. Let me see.
When I was at school there, I was Henry Miller.
Henry Miller it is, then. In your jacket are forged papers and a passport. You will proceed to the village of Neuheim, where you will board a train for Berlin. From there, arrangements have been made to take you to Metropolis by plane. Sorry now. The flashlights come closer. Oh, wait. Take off the meshed gloves. Pull the collar of your shirt above the converter.
All right.
Now go, hurry.
All right. Wait. My father, where is he?
I hoped I would not have to tell you. When you were in a coma, he left the cave. He was mad with grief, thinking you had died. Two American soldiers saw him and shot him.
The swine! Where are they?
You will revenge yourself on them and on all their countrymen in due time, but first you must take care of Superman, then the rest of the world. Go now.
Yes, I'll go. I'll take care of Superman, and then of all the United States. Auf Wiedersehen, Teufel. Goodbye, General Bromberg. Goodbye, all of you. Heil!
Turning abruptly, the Atom Man plunges into the brush to begin his vengeful journey to Metropolis, the Daily Planet, and Superman. And so the first dangerous link is forged in the chain that may soon render Superman helpless. From now on, it's a battle to the death. So don't miss a single episode from now on. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.